The Rebuilding of the Melrose Sanitarium, 1905. 1912, typed. I feel grateful to our Heavenly Father that an interest is being shown by the brethren and sisters in New England in the rebuilding of the Melrose Sanitarium. This is as it should be. The institution should be provided with means that will enable it to put up buildings which will make a better representation than did the part that was recently destroyed. While I was at Melrose, I took some treatment at the sanitarium, and I could not help wishing that there were better bath and treatment rooms in the institution. I could not get the objectionable appearance of the treatment rooms out of my mind. Night after night, I was in council meetings, pointing out to our brethren the needs of the institution, showing that the stables were not what they should be from a health standpoint, and pleading with them to remedy the difficulty. I said, the stables and barns are too close to the sanitarium building and should be removed. Those to whom I said this admitted the truth of my words. In the night season, I saw the men who have charge of the park, whose work it is to see that nothing is done to mar its beauty, looking at the surroundings of the sanitarium. Their faces did not wear a pleasant expression as they observed some of the objectionable outside buildings. By the representation made by these buildings, they were measuring those who were carrying on the work of the sanitarium. It displeased them to see that the surroundings of the sanitarium were not in all respects in harmony with the care shown to keep the park free from all disagreeable appearances. I awoke and found that it was a dream. I related some parts of the dream in a council meeting held at Melrose while we were there. The first that I knew of the burning of the Melrose Sanitarium was a short notice in one of our papers. When I read this notice, I felt so burdened and so sorry that I lay awake during the greater part of the night, asking in prayer, Lord, what does it mean? Oh, give not thine heritage to reproach. For a day or two I carried this burden, then a fuller account of the fire was placed in my hands, and I found that the whole institution was not in ruins, but that only the wooden portion of the main building had been destroyed. Then I said, Praise the Lord. Of course, those connected with the sanitarium will have to suffer much inconvenience on account of the fire, and the financial loss will be considerable. But I thought, how kind our Heavenly Father is, for not one life was lost. I thank the Lord for the spirit of willingness now shown by the brethren and sisters in New England to cooperate in the effort to rebuild the institution. I hope that a building will be erected that will be worthy of the name of sanitarium. I am so thankful that the best part of the main building was spared. My heart says, Praise the Lord. I pray that the brethren and sisters in that part of the field will not cease to bring their gifts until there is a sufficient fund to erect a building that will correspond with the grounds. The prompt response that has already been made is cheering. The Lord will bless those who bring him their offerings with willingness and liberality.